This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance as well? Get it all at geico.com. Incredible. By the way, the Vegas Golden Knights just scored twice and took the lead over the Blackhawks. Riley Smith is 17th. They now lead 3-2, 4 minutes into the third. They were down 2-1 after two periods. So, just an incredible show tonight so far with John Harper from the Daily News, Danny Hurley up at Rhode Island, of course, and then we got Peter Vesey on from the great Patreon website that he does now. What's the deal there, Carver High? We pay for that subscription so we can read Pete's stuff.
If you want to read Peter Vesey's stuff, you go on patreon.com. It's a lot of people put their stuff on there. It's a way for people to get paid for their writing, et cetera, et cetera.
So we have, The Athletic does the same thing, right? Aren't they now, you pay to read that?
Well, they've always been, you paid to read The Athletic, absolutely.
Well, how do you think, do you think that all is going to work, all these magazines now to charge for you to read their stuff?
I think that Harp said it best. I mean, it's good for the business. It creates jobs for writers. It's competition, which is a good thing in the reporting industry. It's a good thing to have that. So people are into it. New York just launched this week.
How much is that? Have you ever looked into it?
I've got to look. I know they were running a deal because it was just starting in New York. $3 a month or something like that. It's not terrible. Cheaper than going out and buying the paper every day, which is pretty much what they're trying to sell you on.
And it runs every day?
People put content up there every day. I mean, they have writers for each team and they have columnists. They have all sorts of stuff.
So if you get the one in New York, does it give you access to the other ones as well?
I have to check on that because that would be a definitely a bigger sell for me. I'm not sure. I have to look into it. Because obviously a lot of other cities have already had it. It's been in the Bay Area.
Right.
It's been in San Fran for a while.
Even Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh has it. Toronto's had it. So it's been around. They also have that college basketball one, which is more of a national thing. Our boy Aaron Torres does that. There's a baseball one that's more national focused. They just added Jason Stark today.
I saw that. Do you think it's going to be successful?
Yeah, it seems like they're going all out. They're sparing no expense, that's for sure.
So I just saw, and they just scored again, the Vegas Golden Knights. They're now lighting up the Blackhawks after another, their lowly season that they're having. Can you believe how bad they are, honestly? Didn't I send you something today about how bad they are?
Yeah, they're not having a good year. It's just getting worse and worse. What really is crazy to me about the Blackhawks is that lately in the last week or so, I've seen some of the people that cover the team and that, the fans have just gotten crazy that they're not performing and they're get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. Basically very ungrateful the fact that these guys brought you three championships in the past 10 years and have given you a lot of great moments.
So,
very ungrateful.
So in their last six games, they're 0-5-1. Now tonight they're in big trouble to make it 0-6-1. And then they had allowed 10 goals, now 14 goals. I guess they had scored 10, and now they've allowed 28 goals in those games. They've allowed 28 goals in those six games. That would be seven games now. And the save percentage is terrible. Perron had the goal there to make it 4-2. We saw him score a game winner when we were in Vegas. But wasn't this the big game that everybody in Vegas was so excited to see, the Blackhawks and Golden Knights? This was the big one.
Well, there's a lot of Chicagoites who live in the Vegas area. And like we talked about with a lot of people out there, Chicago's one of those cities where a lot of people will circle that at the beginning of the year as one of their, you know, if they want to go see the Blackhawks on the road, Vegas is going to be a place where they're going to do that. And that,
that's
and our
the
boy
one.
There, Levi at Andiamo, was telling us how he's a season ticket holder and his Blackhawk tickets. And he said he was originally from Chicago, I believe. He was,
right.
But they were getting, they were going for so much money that he had to sell them. He was just like, I was going to make so much off of it, I had to do it.
Easy money.
Yeah.
Like triple the face value of them.
When the Chicago and New York and when the big cities come into Vegas, they've been
Did you see
them.
The crowd they had the other night with all those Flyer fans there? And the Flyers beat them.
Yeah, they travel well also.
You know, it's funny too, because even though they're an expansion team, they're almost kind of playing like the same way that the Warriors play in the NBA, where it's like the beginning of the game, it's not that they don't care, but it's like, whatever, we don't care what happens because we know we can get you in the end, because so many of these games they've had, they get down
right.
a goal or two, and then out of nowhere they just come and bang, 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 all of a sudden they're up two.
It really is unbelievable watching them. I put their games on just about every night here, as you know, in the studio. I watch them play left and right. I cannot believe how bad the Chicago Blackhawks are. Can you believe it, Mafia? I mean, honestly.
Eventually, with the way the salary cap was put in after the lockout, it bites a lot of teams where you can build up and you can be great with these young players, but when they start to come around and they all have to start getting paid, little by little you have to let some of that go, and that's what's happened to them over the years. They've been able to hold on for a while there where they let one or two pieces go, but still were able to rebuild, but this year it just all came down on them.
They've got a lot of guys who won cups there that are making a lot of money. They got paid for winning those cups. I mean, Toews is $10.5 million on the cap. Patrick Kane, $10.5 million on the cap. Seabrook, who really can't play anymore, is like $6.5 million. Duncan Keith gets paid a lot of money.
What about Crawford?
Those were core guys. I'm sure he makes a good amount of money also, but those are core guys that won that cup, and they're still paying them for winning that cup. And now it's just not. Listen, Patrick Kane I still think is one of the best. I don't know if Jonathan Toews is a $10.5 million a year player anymore. Kane probably is.
Why is seriously, why is Jonathan Toews falling off that much?
Listen, these guys played a lot of games. They played a lot of games. I know, but it's true. I mean, you add up all the...
Pittsburgh's played a lot of games, so you don't see Crosby and Malkin diving off like this guy.
I don't think that he was ever the offensive player that Crosby and Malkin are, or Patrick Kane is.
Fair enough, but I mean, Toews was...
Well, he made his rep...
Didn't they sell him as one of the best players in the league, hands down?
Well... great playoff performer. I mean, he was not a high-point guy like these other guys.
So, I don't know what just happened, but Ginobili left the floor for the Spurs. This is a good game going on between the Spurs and Nuggets in Denver. I saw Ginobili go back to the locker room. I really don't know what happened there, but I got my eyes on this game. 79-75 Nuggets, 440 and counting in the third. In Denver. So, Carver High, while we're on hockey, we might as well stay there for a minute. And there's a few other things. Did you see Mafia that Dion Phaneuf went and Nate Thompson from the Senators to the LA Kings for Marian Gaborik and Nick Shore? And the Senators also retained 25% on Phaneuf's salary. Did you see that deal?
I did see that, yeah. But you know what? To me, that's not as big a deal as some of these other ones that we're expecting. I mean, that might be one of the bigger ones because we've had a lot of deadlines where you really don't get any big movement. But Phaneuf is not what he used to be to me. You know, a couple, 3-4 years ago, maybe that might be a bigger impact for them. But, you know, that trade to me, he's 32, but he's a lot of wear and tear on those tires for me. I think he would have made a bigger impact years ago. That one I don't think is going to change too much for them.
Carver High, do you agree with that? The Phaneuf for basically Phaneuf for Gaborik. The other guys don't even matter.
I mean, it's two guys that are on the downside. That's what it is. It's two guys. They've seen their better days. Kings need a little help on the back line. Ottawa's having a tough year. Gaborik really wasn't doing much for the Kings. So it's two guys who are on the decline. I think that obviously the Kings getting a little bit better of if Enough can still play a little bit more than Gabrick can.
So Seattle's ownership group has formally filed its application and a $10 million down payment for NHL expansion. It sounds more and more like the NHL is just going to let this happen. It's inevitable, right? Am I wrong that they're going to get a team in Seattle? It sounds like they're just letting them do exactly what Vegas did, and then they're going to make them pay whatever it is, $650 million to enter the league. What was Vegas, $500 million?
Something like that. Look, this was coming down the pike. I mean, they're uneven right now. They've got 31 teams in the league. They've got an open spot in the Western Conference. They need to fill it. And Seattle seems like a perfect fit. They didn't want to move a team there. They wanted to start it fresh. So they're going to get this team. They're, you know, the application, you know, you could talk about all that. It's happening. It's probably be 3 to 5 years down the line, but it is happening.
So the Penguins are 2 points behind the Capitals now for the division, and the Capitals blew that game tonight in Farrelipeg. They lost in overtime 4-3 to the Jets. Myers' overtime goal gives the Jets the win over the Capitals, who had goals from Backstrom, Burakovsky, and Carlson, but little Myers and Myers had the game winner. How about the Jets coming back on the Capitals? Are the Capitals as good as their record? Or you said tonight in the newsroom the Penguins are going to pass them and win by 10 points.
I think the Penguins will win the Metro by 10 points. I think that they are establishing themselves as the best team out of that mess that was there. They broke away from all those teams that are hanging around in the middle. The Caps had distanced themselves from those guys a little bit. And now the Penguins are going to blow by the Caps, and they'll win the division going away.
Ovechkin is again leading the league in goals and making a strong push for another 50-goal season. And then they get the same thing. Backstrom, Kuznetsov, Oshie, Carlson, Niskanen. Is it the same story with them? Will they lose in the playoffs to the Penguins? Is that really what happens to them every single year?
They might not even get to the Penguin game, the Penguin round this time. I mean, I could see them losing to anybody. I don't think that they're a great team.
No. Do you, Mafia? Do you think the Capitals are good? They're going for another 100-point season.
I think they're doing exactly what they do every year, is that they look great in the regular season, score a bunch of goals, win a bunch of games, and then when it comes to crunch time, they have nothing left. You know, when it comes down to the fifth, sixth, seventh game, they don't have enough to get over that hump. I mean, the Penguins are chasing them down right now. They're really hot, 7-2-1 their last 10. You know, Washington's kind of middle of the road at 4-3-3. I agree with Carver High. Pittsburgh's going to overtake that division once again. They were slow paying everybody through the beginning of the season because they're coming off, you know, yet another cup in the deep run. So they might not have had, you know, their legs underneath them in the beginning of the season. And right now they're coming on strong again. Washington won games. They'll be one of the top teams in that division. They'll be one of the stronger teams in the East. And then they'll flop.
Gensel had two goals tonight, 17 and 18. Letang, his fourth. Malkin, his 31st. The Penguins doubled up the Senators 6-3. They're 2 points behind them. Brian Elliott of the Flyers underwent core muscle surgery this morning. He's expected to be out 5 or 6 weeks. Will they go get a goalie now, or will they go with Neuwirth?
I think they'll go with Neuwirth. They'll be fine with him.
Flames got good news on Mike Smith's lower body injury. Their goalie, it's not as bad as initially feared. He's going to miss the next couple of games. When they return from a two-game set this weekend, he'll be considered day-to-day. That's a huge relief for them.
Yeah, they need him. He's been so good for them this year. They're trying to stay in the thick of things, and they need Smith to be able to do
it. And then the Devils put Schneider, their goalie, on IR. What's wrong with him?
I know the Devils came back and beat the Flyers tonight, but before tonight, they'd been on a little bit of a free fall, the Devils. So
how did they win that game against the Flyers? They were getting their ass beat. It was 3-1.
I have no idea. They tied it really late, and then they win it. They needed that badly tonight, the Devils.
The Wild beat the Rangers 3-2. They led 3-0, and then it was 3-2 most of the game. Wings over the Ducks 2-1. Predators in overtime beat the Blues 4-3. Canes 7-3 over the Kings. Penguins win, I told you. Devils win. Jackets all over the Islanders 4-1. You're saying fire everyone tomorrow.
Yeah, and we didn't get to this earlier because I didn't know that it happened. Your boy Doug Weight tonight did something that you absolutely never do in any professional sport, and he took a swipe at the fans.
Oh, no.
That is not something that you can ever do, especially with the way they've been playing. He made a comment after the game, basically, I hope that they, you know, the fans actually bring some energy on Thursday night or something like that because they're playing the Rangers.
And that'll be his ticket out of town.
that is always the beginning of the end. When you say something about the fans, whether I don't care if it was taken out of context or how what he was trying to say, it doesn't matter, because all the fans are going to see is that you took a swipe.
You
at
blame
him.
The fans.
They look at it as you're blaming them. I know you're looking as trying to pump them up for a big game against the Rangers on Thursday. They're not going to look at it that way. He's finished now with the Isles.
Sabres beat the Lightning tonight stunningly 5-3. Bruins 5-2 all over the Flames. Bergeron, Nash lead them in Boston. Knights up 4-2 in the third. Coyotes up in San Jose right now at the end of the second. 2-1. 855-212-4227. Call, get on the bench.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
No one hits more winners than PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's that simple. What a deal. $35 a month. You get every pick, every sport, every game, every day. Let's check out this week's action. Tomorrow night in the NBA, Miami at Philly, Golden State at Portland are my favorite games. And then College Rack, Vatek at Duke, Kentucky at Auburn. Hockey, three games tomorrow night. Columbus at Toronto, Montreal's in Colorado, and Florida at Vancouver. Don't forget, Saturday on Showtime, Danny Garcia's fighting Brandon Rios. You get MMA, daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. You won't regret it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Sean on the Hub, 98.5 in Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. First time, long time. Hoping I could get a little pour of a little wobbly pop.
Can we get him set up? This is unbelievable.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to talk real quick. As a Bruins fan, what they're doing right now with the lineup that they have is absolutely amazing, to put it, you know, simply. They got seven young kids. I think all seven of them are actually rookies. And they've gone 8-2-0 in their last 10 games, and they're killing it in the league. They're probably right there with Pittsburgh as one of the hottest teams in the league right now since 2018 started. I put a lot of the weight on that with Bergeron in the way he's been performing, not just offensively. I mean, he's the best 200-foot player in the game. Does this offensive push that he's had this year put him in contention for the MVP in the league?
Yeah, I don't know about MVP, but I guess he's in the conversation. I mean, if he has nights like tonight, you know, where he has a couple goals, six shots on goal, the guys playing, you know, in 20 minutes has that kind of, productivity. He's winning faceoffs like no one's business. The guy's lethal on the ice when he's out there. There's no denying it's a very exciting team. Riley Nash had a big game tonight, number 9 and 10. I mean, this is a really tough team. They didn't get here because they suck. They're 35-12-8. They mean business. They beat a good team tonight. They kicked their ass. They were coming off a win over the Devils. They go right back and beat up on Calgary. You look at, Bergeron, 25 goals, whatever it is now. I can't keep track of it. I know he's, you know, up there like 50 points-ish. He's, like I said, he's like a 20-minute guy, but he's a plus 24. He plays nasty. I like his game. Same thing with Marchand. Everybody hates his guts, but look at the productivity. 21 goals, 53 points. They got all these guys, Krug getting it done for him. Again, Krejci getting it done for him. Riley Nash coming into his own. All these guys, Backes, Chara's still, I mean, he's old. The numbers obviously aren't there, but he's still, he'll knock you on your ass. He's still got that going for him. Guys like, they got nasty guys on that team like Miller, and Tuukka's been incredible in goal with a 211 goals against average. There's no denying that they're a tough team and they're going to be a tough out, I would think, in the playoffs. They just keep winning. Like the streak they're on right now, it started really after they lost to Anaheim. They beat St. Louis and Toronto at home. Then they went on the road and beat Detroit And then they went to New York and they just slaughtered the Rangers at the Garden in that game. Bergeron had a couple of goals in that game as well, where he's like doing it all the time. Tonight again, two goals where he just, you know, continues to lead them. And now they're going to go on a big five-game trip through, you know, Western Canada. They're going to go to Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. Then they go back to Toronto and then finish in Buffalo before they go home. So they're going to be gone for a little while. They get back on, like, Tuesday the 27th. It's about 10 days from now. They're going to be gone. So this is a very tough hockey team, Carver High.
No doubt. And I actually, I'm with Sean. He's a finalist for me right now. I think he's right there to win that trophy, to be the Hart Trophy, the MVP. I think Bergeron, Kucherov, and probably Malkin would be my three right now, for my three finalists for the MVP, if it was today.
So, I mean, I'm not going to deny what he's done. I think it's incredible the numbers that he's put up. And so, you know, but there's a lot of guys, believe it or not, that, you know, you're going to talk about when it comes to points that are doing things like, you know, he's doing, believe it or not. Even guys on his own team, Pasternak, guys that are Jack Eichel, even on, you know, Buffalo, they stink, but he doesn't. Marchand on his own team has got, frankly, I think more points than he does, believe it or not. And then, you know, guys out west like McKinnon, he's injured right now, but look at him. He's 24 and 37 for 61 points. Ovechkin's got 60 points. Your boy Josh Bailey has got more points than him. I mean, doesn't it come down to points at some point or another?
Not for the MVP for me. It doesn't.
No?
No, I don't. I mean, obviously it's a factor, but I got to look at other things. And like he said, what Bergeron does on the entire ice, he's a leader for that team. I factor all those things in.
What about Kucherov, what he's doing for Toronto or for Tampa?
I probably have Kucherov just a nose ahead of Bergeron right now for the MVP. And if Malkin if the Penguins continue to fly past everybody in that metro, Malkin's been the guy. I know Crosby's great, but Malkin's been the guy who's driven the bus here for the last
I agree with that. And listen, I don't dispute Bergeron's tough play, but Kucherov's got 20-plus points more than him. I mean, he's just racking it up. And that team's got the best record in hockey, so he's carrying that team. He's got more points than Stamkos.
And that's why right now, if they probably did it, he would win. I mean, Kucherov would probably win right now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So the Coyotes are up 2-1 on the Sharks in the third. With 15 left and counting, Arizona all of a sudden still leading. They've actually been playing better lately, Carver High. Your boy Rick Tocchet's got them playing better out in the desert. You got to admit it, at least.
Yes, they have been a lot better.
Wow. So the Vegas won 5-2. I have to tell you one last time, I have never seen the Blackhawks lay down like I did tonight. I mean, they were up 2-1, and they laid down after that like nobody's business, like a hooker. I mean, they just absolutely, you should have seen them leaving the ice. They were lifeless. I mean, they are done. Finished. Put a fork in them. I mean, just absolutely good night, Irene, the fat lady singing. I'm watching a good one. The Nuggets leading 101-100 over the Spurs with the Rocks, 735 and counting in Denver left. The Raptors winners over the Heat tonight, 115-112. Lowry, 22-4-8. Bucks by 5 over the Hawks. Greek Freak, 15-15, the double-double. Rockets over the T-Wolves, 126-108. Harden, 34-6-13 dimes. Cavs over the Thunder, 120-112. And the Kings beat the Mavs, 114-109 in Dallas. Looking at that Cavs box, LeBron with 37-8-8 with a block. But how about the guys that they got in these deals? Nance, 13 points, 9 boards, 2 dimes, a steal, and 3 block shots. Clarkson, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 dimes. Rodney Hood hit 4 threes, had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You see these guys putting up these numbers? It's incredible. And George Hill had 7 and 4 dimes. JR had 18. Have you seen JR Smith's game come to life all of a sudden with this new roster? He's hitting shots. He had 6 threes tonight, 6 of 9 from downtown. He had 6 boards, 3 dimes, a steal, 18 for JR. How about the productivity from that trade they're getting in the games against Boston and OKC? I actually liked OKC tonight. I didn't think they could go on the road and do what they did again like they did in Boston, and sure enough, they did it. So I ate it on that game. You got to admit, since they made that trade, they look unbeatable in 2 games. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. Like, they kicked Boston and Oak City's ass. Both of them. Those are good teams.
You know what we were talking about the other day? They seem a lot more energy now with these younger guys. A lot of those guys they traded, not necessarily were all old, but a lot of them have, you know, been beat up. IT had all the problems with his hip and all the things that he's gone through last year. Shumpert's been injured a lot for them. You know, some of these other guys that they've run through, Crowder is a banger. He's not old, but he's got a lot of miles on him. So some of these guys were just beat up, and they got rid of him, and now all of a sudden they're bringing in these young guys that have a lot of energy that are on teams, whether it be the Lakers, who haven't won anything for the last couple of years. Utah's been okay but hasn't gotten over the hump. They're hungry. They want to win. They want to be on a team that's going to go deep in the playoffs and maybe to the finals and have a chance to win. So they're excited to be there. You got that energy, their youth, and they know their place on this team. You know, you have Isaiah Thomas coming out today talking about how LeBron talked down to him and he didn't like the way he was treated. Well, that's LeBron's team. You're stupid if you think you were coming there and all of a sudden, like, you were going to be, you know, 1A. As George Hill said, he's Batman. The rest of us are Robin. Those guys know where they fit in. They know their roles, and they're playing great team ball so far.
And they haven't even gelled yet. I mean,
so does Isaiah Thomas think that he's on par with LeBron James?
Yes.
He's tripping. My brother's tripping. He said, this is the first real practice I had all year. Let's see how my hip responds tomorrow with the soreness and things like that. But I'm here. I'm here and I'm happy. Got my joy back and I'm ready to put on a show for the Lakers. And then LeBron said, it's not about the other guys didn't bring or what these guys bring. We're all professionals. And we were happy with the guys we had. And we're going to be happy with the guys that we have now. That's the way the league is. It's a business. There's no shade on anybody. But that's just not true, is it? There's no shade on anybody. Your boy IT's throwing shade on you 5 minutes out the door.
He is, but LeBron knows how to play the game. You know, he's been here. IT hasn't been the man for that long. He was the man in Boston for 1 year, and there was no one there to question him. LeBron's been around the block time and time again. He knows how to handle the press. IT's, you know, not had the success in the press that LeBron has. He knows how to deal with it. And you know what we're talking about? It, you know, not just IT, too. You know, Peter Vesey was right, and the people were saying in that locker room, Wade was a kind of a cancer almost. I mean, he wasn't the player he used to be, so he's not the kind of guy that should step up and say what these guys need to do. I know he's a veteran, but he can't really show them what they need to do on the floor anymore. He didn't have this game. And they said he was watching Heat games in the locker room, checking out the scores at halftime. Like, he wasn't even checked in on this team. His mind was in Miami already before they even traded him. So getting guys like that who aren't focused on this team and are focused on themselves or other teams and bringing in guys who are buying in already is a big change.
Guys that want to play and that want to win.
Right. You think Larry Nance and Clarkson are checking on what the Lakers are doing? No, they're happy. As nice as L.A. is, they're happy to be out of that franchise, off that team, and not dealing with things like LeVar Ball.
That's obvious. Speaking of the Lakers, Lonzo Ball out until after the All-Star break due to his knee, according to Luke Walton. He won't play until after the break as he continues to recover from a sprained MCL. He looked good during practice that included some contact, but explained the team will hold him out because there's still discomfort. He will not be available either for Friday's Rising Stars Challenge at the Staples Center. So he won't be playing in that either. He struggled at times. 10 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, and 1.5 steals per game. Those are nice stats, though. There's no denying it, but the injuries have been a problem. The knee sprain will cost him over a month. He's missed 2 weeks because of a shoulder sprain. He's had setbacks with a quad, a calf, an ankle. Do you think he's soft? I mean, the guy's been banged up like nobody's business.
It's hard to do that on 1 year. I mean,
he's young, though. Like, how's he that banged up? He's young.
If I was him, I'd want to go into hibernation anyway for a little while with the way the old man's running around town. I'd probably want to shut it down, too, if I was him and not face the media.
So the story is that, we've been talking about it this week, that his dad thinks he's going to get all three of them playing on the Lakers. And he's not going to sign a deal, he says, Lonzo, unless his brothers are signed as well. I'd want to kill myself if that was my dad. I really would.
Plus, he's not even accurate because he thinks, like, oh, in 2 years we'll do this.
It's not true.
The Lakers have player options. They have control of him for, like, 4 years.
Yeah, they have total control.
So you're going to keep your kids in Lithuania for the next 4 years?
He doesn't know anything. Bottom line is he'll be on his third year, and he's not going to re-sign with the Lakers. He won't go anywhere unless they take all three. The Lakers own club options on Lonzo's contract through 21 and can match any deal he signs in restricted free agency 3 years from now. They can match any deal. He could threaten to sit out the season and attempt to force a trade and play with his two brothers, neither of whom may be prospects. But his father's grand plan was then followed by another series of ridiculous statements, probably because Lonzo has not played since January 13. The Lakers have won 8 of their last 10 games with him out. And, of course, Isaiah Thomas has been impressive in his debut. That's about it. But
it's okay if he's not there for all the All-Star Game festivities, because you know who is going to be at the Staples Center this weekend? Bubba.
Who?
Bubba Watson is thinking about pulling out of the tournament that's close by to go play in that Celebrity All-Star Game.
Oh, so wait, he's not going to play at Riviera? He's going to play in the basketball?
Depends on his, they haven't released the tee times yet, so it depends on what his tee time is. He said either way, he's going to be at that All-Star. He's on the Celebrity All-Star team, and he will be there one way or another, even if he has to withdraw.
Brady in Ohio.
How you doing?
Hey.
I wanted to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I really like the move that they made. They went young, and they went lean and tall. And that was a very good move.
Well, I mean, I don't think George Hill is exactly young, but I think he's a great veteran player that can definitely fill it up. We've talked about this over and over. I love Rodney Hood, and Clarkson and Nance, not only – are they talented? They played together, so I think they kind of meshed together since they played together so much in L.A., and I think that obviously, believe it or not, helps as well. Look, they played in 2 games, and all of them, in the first game, they all did well. Nance didn't put up a big numbers, but he still did well. And then tonight he did, phenomenally well compared to the first game. So all of them tonight produced. Every one of them produced in a big way in the win tonight in OKC. Both impressive wins. The win at Boston and the win at OKC. That's all you need to know, that they're a better team, because, it's hard enough to win on the road in the NBA, but to win in Boston and OKC, that's a statement right there. I mean, that's all there is to it. Eric in Ohio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, man.
How you been?
Good.
Good, good. Now, this about the Cavs, I mean, it's like you said, about LeBron. I mean, business is business. I mean, yeah, we hate to see all the guys that, that we traded and got rid of, but, the younger guys that stepping up to the plate, they're hungry. They want a championship. They just, they want to play. Why keep on having, oldies? Sometimes they have to retire sometime, what I mean?
Well, I think they're, they obviously all like playing. I never thought Clarkson and Nance didn't like playing in L.A. I thought they, Clarkson went off a lot. I thought he had a lot of big games for the Lakers. I thought Nance had his problems with injuries. But, you know, Rodney Hood was filling it up for Quinn Snyder for sure in Utah. He's a really tough player. And I think he's going to really be great in Cleveland. And then George is just, you know, Hill is just a veteran player that he's done it wherever. He did it in Indy, and now he's doing it with Cleveland. He just flat out can play, and he can play defense. The guy is committed to the other end of the floor. So, I mean, if you get to play with LeBron and he's playing at a high level and he's healthy, that's fun basketball. That's all there is to it. And it's, you know, the kind of ball every guy dreams of playing with a guy that good. He makes everybody around him better. And it's irrelevant, really, what people think of him. I think most people that don't like him are just not in the know, and they're actually jealous of him. I don't think they like the fact that he goes to all these, what has he been to in a row, seven or something finals? I mean, the guy is a winner, and people are jealous of him. And they don't want him to succeed. They're sick and tired of him, and he's always all they ever talk about. He's, you know, the face of the league, and his shoes are $200, everything else. People are sick and tired of it. But if you want to play basketball at a high level, why wouldn't you want to play with him?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.